Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
So welcome to Carrie's Couch, Sue Cardwell. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Carrie.
Sue, thank you so much for joining me this morning. So first of all, let's get to know a little bit about the woman behind the story we're about to tell. Are you from, Sue? Where did you grow up?
Born and bred in Durban.
And have you always been a nature lover? I mean, are you someone that grew up going for hikes and safaris and all the things?
As a child, no, because as a product of the sort of 60s and 70s, that wasn't really the kind of holidays we did. We were more berg beach people.
Yeah.
But then I married a Zimbabwean who loved, you know, going into the bush. And so I started really with him going to different game reserves and having different bush experiences, like paddling down the Zambezi River.
What?
Yes. Doing those kind of adventures. With crocs lurking on the riverbanks and the sandbanks in the river. But you're pretty fearless at certain stages in your life.
Okay.
Things like that. You're invincible. It's never going to happen to me. It happens to other people.
Well, there we go. And I think that's a great intro maybe into the story. So Sue was gorged by a rhinoceros. So Sue, let's get to that holiday. What year was it and where were you on holiday?
So we were in the Umfolozi Shishlui Game Reserve. There was a group of eight of us. We were staying in a camp, and the camp came with a ranger and a chef. All of us were people in the group who liked to walk. So when the ranger asked us what we wanted to do that particular morning, it was Saturday morning, October 2014. The weather was inclement, overcast, but we felt that it was better to go walking than to sit in a car under those weather conditions. So before we set off, the ranger did the briefing, and all of us are very familiar with being in the bush, walking. And, you know, the briefing was a little bit like white noise on the aeroplane.
100%, 100%, yeah.
You know, you're hearing it, but you're not paying attention.
In the briefing, was there a, if a rhino charges, this is what we do?
Oh, yeah. If a rhino charges, you run up a tree, climb up a tree. You know, if an elephant comes, stand still, don't run. As I said, I don't think we really,
white
any
noise.
Of us, paid that much attention because we weren't going far. It was just going to be a lovely morning walk in the game reserve. And we set off in single file, silently. We stopped to look at the small things, the spider webs, the dung beetles, with the ranger, you know, giving us background and explanations. And we saw larger animals, but at a great distance.
Yeah.
They never got close to us. And we'd probably been walking for an hour and a half. We'd turned to come home. We were walking in single file uphill. And at that moment in time, I happened to be the eighth walker. So the ranger was up front and then the lion walking behind him. When I looked up, and there was a rhino coming at me. So, Kerry, if I say to you, this is less than a nanosecond, I had to make a decision. There was not a tree in sight.
Oh my.
So that wasn't an option. And I could either have run forward towards the group where the ranger was armed with a gun. I just ran. And it just happened that I ran in the direction away from the group.
Oh,
and as I ran, the rhino came after me. There was no malice coming from the rhino. The rhino ran and we just collided. I think that it was definitely running, because if the rhino had malice, it would have just turned around and come back and trampled me to death, probably. But it gave me, it caught me at the back of the leg, gave me a flick in the air, and kept running, and we never saw the rhino again.